Everyone needs a mentor. Everyone needs a sister and brother in the Lord. Everyone needs a community in which we're not all judged, but we're accepted for who we are in all of our struggles and all of our celebrations. This is what it means to be a part of a Christian community. And this is what it means to be a follower of Jesus. In this final week of Advent, as we approach the celebration of the birth of our Lord on Friday evening, and then on Saturday, Christmas Day, all of us who have been nurtured in the faith understand how precious that is. Who have been there. And you have been there for some of your family and friends, even in their darkest of times and even in their brightest of times. To those of us you can go with your doubts and your questions. And, you know what's really neat about that? When Jesus said, go into your prayer closet. What do you mean by that? Go in your prayer closet. You go in there alone, but you're not alone. You go in there and you have somebody that you can count on. The grace and the love of the Holy Spirit. The Roman Catholics had something when they set up these little confessional booths, but the priest that's in there can't do it. But the priest that's in your heart can. And he shines like a beacon. It's a lighthouse. That's a beautiful song. You sang it, I know. We had a young man that was part of a gospel group that retired when we was in Carrico, and he would bless us sometimes with his solos. Where would I be without the lighthouse? So if you sing about all these things and the challenges and all the things that go on, and then you are a true Elizabeth. Everyone out there needs an Elizabeth. And a church that is blessed as a holy place. The word Bethel simply means church, house of God. Very appropriate, this little church ends up that day. Because it's filled with people who love people and share through all kinds of things. We've all been through a tough time in this last year and a half. But we've been able to stay together. We've been able to continue to proclaim the gospel. We thank you for that. But this is a season of joy. So let us all strive to be an Elizabeth to somebody in our life. Let all of our churches be havens of hope, beacons of light, place of peace and compassion for all who come our way. This is our gift. This is our responsibility. And this is who we are as Christ followers. So may Christ bless you and keep you all through this joyous season. And may he come to live in your heart. Because we all know that Jesus eventually went to the cross, but he said that he would never leave us nor forsake us. How can that be? If he went to the cross and he was crucified and he was buried, and then he rose from the dead. And then he promised to come again. We thank you for that wonderful hope that we have this Christmas season. And we thank you for that in Jesus' precious name.